The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. Now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call it, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
My neighbor Kramer has another classic film for us, so stand by for another cool film to check out for the weekend. We check out Lounge Life magazine with a very nice story from 1966 involving Mr. Sinatra. And in Swank Advice, we tackle men's jewellery. Let's kick off with Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited and 35 Falcon Street on the Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Chicken,
With Christopher De Groot and Gunshot. Cha cha cha. It's Coop Cooper with you, Lounge Leader.
Cocktail Nation.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
I'm Spartacus!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
A martini, shaken, not stirred.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
On le Cocktail Nation et Scrammy's classic movie suggestion.
Kramer's classic movie suggestions, The Day the Earth Stood Still. That wouldn't be a good day.
No, it would not. You know, I knew about this movie for years and years and years, and one of the reasons why I wanted to see it was because Michael Rennie, one of my favourite actors, was in it. I knew the film was good, but I didn't realise it was that good. Of course, the score was by Bernard Herrmann. That I already knew because I had the CD. Interestingly enough, Herrmann was played the theremin as an instrument. And he went, I'm going to write the score around that, which is why the film's music sounded the way that it did. And you think about it, it was one of the first electronic scores, which predated Forbidden Planet by at least 5 years. It was in a science fiction movie that would change movie history. I know that saying is a cliche, but you think about it. The plot, an alien comes to Earth. His name is Klaatu, and he's got a powerful warning. Basically, if we keep going the way we're going to go, the world's going to be eliminated. I think the movie is even more relevant today than it ever was back then.
Yeah.
The funny thing about the movie was it wasn't a big hit in its day theatrically, but it was the movie that kicked off, it really kicked off the sci-fi craze of the 1950s.
Right.
This was the movie that did it. And, of course, you may remember Them came out in 1954, the one about the giant ants.
Yes.
Now, if you haven't seen this movie, check it out. It's actually an anti-nuclear movie. Okay, the special effects are a little creaky these days, but the movie's still pretty cool. Now, if you think about it, 20 years later in the 1970s, the reverse happened. Along comes Jaws, so we got all the animal movies, and then Star Wars, which kicked off another sci-fi craze. But going back to our original film, The Day the Earth Stood Still, it is one of the best sci-fi movies of the 50s. I'll mention it was remade a few years ago. That's all we're going to say. Avoid it if you can. No offence to Keanu Reeves. I like Keanu Reeves. He's a good actor. But the remake was terrible. So if you want to see a really, really good 50s sci-fi movie, and the one that kicked off the craze, go back and have a look at The Day the Earth Stood Still. Yeah, it may be a little creaky here and there in some areas. Oh, and watch Gort, that's the guy in the gray, in the silver suit, really carefully, because sometimes he bends over, the suit kind of bends with him. I don't think that was supposed to happen.
Fantastic. Another great suggestion there. Kramer's Classic Movie Suggestions here on the Cocktail Nation.
Vig de Cocktail Nation with Longe Leader Coucou Père.
Who is speaking? What? What do you want?
Stand up and start walking very slow.
Cocktail Nation.
I never dream, but I've been dreaming lately. About you, whatever I do, my thoughts are all about you. You're so caressable, sweet and blessable, so unguessable too, that I'm in a spin because of inaccessible you. What'll I do? the friends I call that I've been calling lately. I call about you and not just a few. I want to tell them all about you. Is it unbelievable or conceivable you care at all about me? Do you want my arms as I do all about you?
Thank you.
sell all-time high. James Spencer before that, Ellingtonia, and Laura Ainsworth, All About You. Do check out Lounge Life magazine. It's a very cool retro magazine, free magazine. It's via Flipboard. Check it out. One of my favourite stories, Frank Sinatra has a cold, and this has been reproduced for you. In the winter of 1965, writer Gator Least arrived in Los Angeles with an assignment from Esquire to profile Frank Sinatra. Legendary singer, approaching 50, under the weather, out of sorts. And that's not exactly how you want to be interviewing Frank Sinatra when he's in a bad mood. So check out this amazing story about the chairman of the board. And for those who are into vinyl, an interactive map of every record store on earth. How about that? When you go traveling, don't worry. You can pick up some more vinyl. Here's Deep Moore and his orchestra with Beatnik on the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation, follow the lounge leader today.
Thank you.
Nation with Piero Piccioni there. And keep running. Stan Getz in summertime. Coop Cooper with you, Lounge Leader. Follow us on Twitter. The handle Cocktail Nation, one word. Well, who would have thought this week, the passing of Charles Manson at 83. He won't be missed.
Swank. 10 times more addictive than marijuana.
Swank advice with Coop on the Cocktail Nation.
How much jewellery is too much? There's an old saying that jewellery is the last thing that you put on, but the first thing that you see. And by following that rule, you're most likely to get it right. Make sure that you tastefully accessorize your outfits. Nothing should overpower your clothes. Each accessory should complement the entire look. And let's face it, less is more. For men, jewellery is an enhancement to a man's outfit. Not wearing accessories is like having a steak without the seasoning. The food can still be good, but the flavour is enhanced with the correct amount and type of spices added. And it really is the same with accessories. Here's Ixtahule and our Stone Gods of Bimini on the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation. Coop Cooper. So cool, his drinks don't need ice.
Thank you. Cooper on the Cocktail Nation.
When you were here before, could look in the eye, you're just like an angel. Your skin makes me float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I want a perfect body, I want a perfect soul. I want you to know it is when I'm not around. You're so very special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong.
With Karen Souza and a song all about a guy hanging out at a train station that she met one night. Creep. Martini Kings before that and Sudanka Samba. Do check out thehartmancompany.com. That's two N's in man, thehartmancompany.com, with some very cool old-fashioned recipes when it comes to grooming products. All the products from the Hartman Company made from natural oils and elements to help your skin and your hair, and to make you look good. All those recipes reflect back to the 1940s with the structure for today's health. And if you'd like to grab them, well, how about using the code COOP, K-O-O-P, for a discount? That's thehartmancompany.com. Two N's in man, Hartman Company. Here's Marty Paish, just in time on the Cocktail Nation. Thank you.
Lounge Leader Coucou Père.
Relaxing, gee, it's fun just relaxing in Sydney.
Cocktail Nation.
Jealous moon could tell he'd won. I was a fool. I fell too fast. I fell too blindly and I overlooked the dawning of the moon. Now forever I cry. Three little words, two broken hearts and sighs, no longer talks. reflection in her eyes. So I am the fool. I fell too fast. I fell too blindly, and I overlooked the dawning of the moon. Words, two broken hearts. Well, there were two broken hearts, two broken hearts, and one jealous moon.
With Sarah McKenzie, One Jealous Moon, also played Henry Mancini, Free and Easy. Look at the world of swank for pastime, albumclocks.com. A couple of big things coming up. Martini Kings playing a special Christmas show with their friends, the Ding Dong Devils in North Hollywood, December the 15th and February 25th for 2018, Mr. Ho's Orchestrotica at the Venice Performing Arts Centre in Florida. Got a lot of other events on the website. Do check it out. Constantly changing on the website, cocktailnation.net. Here's the Tiki Delight Sunday Samba on the Cocktail Nation.
Best music.
The Cocktail Nation.
I love.
April breeze. I love you. Echo the hills. I love you. The golden dawn agrees. As once more she sees daffodils. It's spring again, and birds on the wing again start to sing again that old melody. I love you. That's a song of songs, and it all belongs to you and me. It's spring again, and birds on the wing again start to sing again. A song of songs, and it all belongs to you and me.
Cocktail Nation with Julie London and I Love You. Next week, a bit of a rundown of some of the best things that happened on the Cocktail Nation for 2017. Join me then for a look at the year that was. I'm going to leave you with John Barry. Seance on a wet afternoon. Stay up.